Catholic Radio 88.1 KHOY presents Todo con Amor with Most Reverend James A. Tamayo, Bishop of the Diocese of Laredo. The Bishop wants to spend time with us, sharing his thoughts and opinions on what's going on in the world today with our church, within the Diocese of Laredo, and how these experiences can bring benefit to us, the Catholic community. And now, Bishop Tamayo.
Dearest listeners of Todo con Amor, God's blessing be with you. I come to you in this new year, 2021. My brothers and sisters, we are in liturgical time of ordinary season. That means we are not celebrating any major liturgical season as we just recently celebrated Advent and Christmas. During this next month, we will be in ordinary time. It means there's not a significant mystery of Christ's life that we're celebrating, but rather celebrating his daily life. That preaching that he did from village to village, that opportunity that he gave people to draw close to him, to listen to him, to follow him. Jesus establishing the kingdom of God on earth, calling followers to his side. That's you and me, my brothers and sisters, in the Diocese of Laredo and throughout the world. Jesus is in our midst. In the Christmas season, we celebrated his birth, Emmanuel, God with us. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm sure many of you are with me when I say, that's my favorite time of the year. That's a wonderful, joyful, peaceful, tender spirit of living, because our hearts are open. Our hearts are yearning to receive Jesus as that small child born in the stable of Bethlehem. That small, innocent child with arms and heart open to everyone, not judging us, not condemning us, but loving, welcoming us, calling us to his heart, calling us to be one with him. Now, my brothers and sisters, that Christmas season is over, ordinary time is here for you and me. It is the time to now love God. Not just the child Jesus in that stable at Bethlehem, but Jesus in my brother and my sister. The ones that are closest to me, my family, my neighbors, my co-workers, my friends, but also the stranger, the person who doesn't agree with me, the person I have difficulty forgiving, the person who doesn't often come to my mind in the other parts of the world, but who there too are children of God. And therefore, by the gift of my baptism, they are my spiritual brothers and sisters, who I should also welcome into my heart, as Jesus on that Christmas night welcomed each one of us. And brothers and sisters, although we're in this ordinary time, I want to go back with you to that Christmas season just for a moment to pick out a character, a person in that Christmas season that we may have overlooked. Present to us, definitely, was the birth of Jesus, with the Blessed Mother opening herself to receive Emmanuel, the Redeemer. But who was at her side? Who was there at the birth of Jesus? Joseph. Joseph, the spouse of Mary. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. Joseph, that's who I'd like you to think of during this Todo con Amor program. And Pope Francis has said, pray to him, think of him, meditate on his virtues and his life throughout this new year, 2021. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has declared the year 2021 as the year of Saint Joseph. Yes, this calendar year marks the 150th anniversary of Saint Joseph being declared the patron of the Universal Church. Saint Joseph was named patron of the Universal Church by Blessed Pius IX in 1870. Pope Pius IX said, "Jesus was cared for, defended, protected by Saint Joseph, his foster father. And the church is the body of Christ. And therefore, dear Saint Joseph, we ask you to protect, to watch over, to care for the church, just the body of Christ, just as you cared for Jesus in his earthly body on earth." So, brothers and sisters, I dedicate this Todo con Amor program to knowing more about Saint Joseph and to beginning this beautiful new year under his special blessing and patronage, the year of Saint Joseph. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, wrote a letter, an encyclical, to each one of us about this year, about Saint Joseph. And I want to quote several points of that letter to you during our program today. I'd like to begin by who we know him best for, spouse of Mary. That's how he's introduced in the beginning of the scriptures to us. He is the one who is engaged to Mary. And the angel comes to Joseph, described in the Gospel of Matthew as the just man. He is the just man who lovingly wishes to embrace Mary as his wife, Mary the Virgin. But Joseph, like the community of Mary and her family, recognizes Mary is now with child. Joseph, that just man, wonders, what is this? What is happening now? Yet, Joseph receives a revelation. He receives the revelation that the child in the womb of Mary, the Virgin, is not of human origin, but the child is, by the power of God, conceived in the womb of Mary. And that Joseph should have no fear or anxiety or shame in even thinking that Mary has broken her trust with Joseph, her engaged. Joseph is asked by the angel, take Mary, love her as your spouse, and know that the child that she is carrying in her womb is to be the child of God and the Savior of the world, and that you shall call him Jesus. The angel gives that authority to Joseph as the foster father of Jesus to name him. What a beautiful privilege, and what a wonderful character this spouse must be, that he says, yes, Lord, I believe. And he continually, lovingly says, Mary, I will be with you at your side through your pregnancy and through our life as husband and wife. Dearest listeners, And most especially right now, I'm talking to you, the men of our church, the men of our community, spouses, fathers. Joseph, let him be your model. Joseph, the faithful, devoted spouse to Mary. What does that say to you? And even to me, to our clergy, our men in consecrated life, our priests, our permanent deacons, all of us are called to espouse and love with fidelity, with sincere care, Jesus in his body, the church. And you men that are in the married state, love your spouse as Joseph loved Mary. Respect her, protect her, be faithful to her, love her. Let your children see that love. Let them know the tenderness that a husband should show to his spouse, to his wife. Let the children and the community and your companion, male companions, know what it means to honor, respect, female, your spouse, your children. Brothers and sisters, in this age when today our world faces so much disrespect for the woman, where psychological, verbal, and physical violence is directed to the woman, Saint Joseph appears as a figure of respect and sensitivity toward the female, toward the woman. Saint Joseph is your spouse, your model. Dearest men, let this year be a year in which you renew your wedding vow to your spouse, to your family. Let them know they can depend on you. Let them know that you are reliable, that you are the protector, that you are faithful in loving your wife and your family. In this way, you honor Saint Joseph every day of this year. And in that way, your sons will see that example and will follow it in their marriage or in the religious life. Pray for me, your bishop. Pray for your priest and the permanent deacons of our diocese, so that we might also recognize that the church, you, my brothers and sisters, we are espoused to you. We have said by our religious vocation that we will live our life in loving you, in being faithful in our vows of prayer and sacrifice for you, and that we will respect and care and protect the church, you, our brothers and sisters. This is a beautiful intention that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has when he declared Saint Joseph as a model for each of us, the loving spouse of Jesus and of the church. My dearest brothers and sisters, there's also a beautiful opportunity for us to see Saint Joseph as the beloved father. Saint Joseph, again, the protector and the guide for the child Jesus growing up. Isn't that beautiful? How Saint Joseph embraced this child, not his biological child, but the child given to him by God the Father. And he said, yes, he is my son. I will love him as you, the Heavenly Father, loved Jesus, your own begotten son. And so, men, again, I direct myself to you. Love your children. Show them good example. Give them that life that Joseph lived. Let those virtues live in you. And if I just may take a moment, because this is something in my own life I want to share with you, because maybe some of you might say, oh yeah, that happened in my life too, or yes, maybe I can learn too from that. You know, my brothers and sisters, as I grew in my vocation to be a priest, I would visit many parishes as a seminarian. I visited as a priest several churches and parishes. And early on, I began to see the presence of women and children in the church. How beautiful it was. But I noticed the absence of the men. Where were the fathers? Where were the husbands? Where were they praying in church on Sunday with the spouse, with the wife, with their children? I prayed and said, Lord, help us grow as family, father, mother, children, praying together every Sunday, every day in our domestic church, the home, so that we may be that family at prayer, united in God's love. Well, my brothers and sisters, I am happy to report to you that now as I travel throughout the Diocese of Laredo and I visit the churches, I am happy to see the presence of our husbands, the spouses, the fathers of children present. Yes, men, you need to be with your family, not only at home, but at home in the church, in our parishes, in our Cathedral of San Agustin. All these places are sacred places. And if you'll remember reading the scriptures, wasn't it Joseph who with his spouse Mary would travel annually for the Passover celebration to the temple in Jerusalem? And I'm sure it was Joseph every Sabbath with Mary, and Jesus as a child growing up would go to their synagogue and pray. Joseph is a man of prayer. Joseph is a man of faith. And my brothers and sisters, I told you I was going to share with you something personal. Well, yes, in my family, it was Mama who taught me how to make the sign of the cross, who taught me my first prayers, Our Father, Hail Mary. Mother led us in prayer at home. Dad was present, but he wasn't a strong presence. But you know what? As I was growing up and as my vocation became stronger, even before I entered seminary, I began to see my dad growing in the faith. And it was my dad, as I was training to be an altar server before I became a seminarian, before I became a priest, who would take me in the car to the parish church for my practices as an altar server. And it was then my dad who would drive me early in the morning while the rest of the family was still in bed, to be a server at that first early mass of my parish church. And it was my dad who would be waiting there in the church praying while I was an altar server at that parish mass. Yes, you men can grow in faith. Maybe you're not there yet, like my dad at the beginning. He always is a man of faith, as I know you gentlemen are too. But we need to also be witnesses of that faith. Dad grew to be that witness for me and for my family, our family, as well as the community. Those of you who know me, from the day I came to the Diocese of Laredo, you saw who was at my side, who was at every Mass when they could be. My dad and my mom. That father figure, that husband faithful in prayer, was present and showed me how to pray too. I remember days that I would go with Dad to the church, and I would see his devotion, his prayer, on his knees praying. I would see him pray with us at Mass, kneeling at the home in prayer for family members, a need that we might have. And my brothers and sisters, many of you know, in the last year of their life, my parents lived with me. And in my chapel, they prayed daily with me. And I saw that devotion of my dad and my mom. How it would be blessed if your children could say of you, daddies, I know my dad prays. I see him pray. He comes with us Sundays to Mass and prays. That is the example of Saint Joseph. Dearest fathers, men, don't despair. Don't lose hope. Even if right now your faith might be weak, you may not be strong, pray to Saint Joseph this year of 2021 and say, Saint Joseph, to be a man is to be a man who prays, a man who believes, a man who accompanies his family in prayer, in the church and in the house. I pray for you, dearest men, so that you may be that witness. We need you in the Diocese of Laredo, and we need your prayers. Saint Joseph, pray for our gentlemen. Pray for our husbands. Pray for our fathers. Pray that we might be a strong community of men and women of faith. Dearest brothers and sisters, I want to talk a little bit more, too, about this wonderful Saint Joseph. You know, we've learned from the scriptures so much about him, even though it doesn't speak very much about him. But what it says when it calls him the just man, when it says obedient immediately when God asked him something through the angels, he said yes, he did that. He protected the child Jesus when Herod was about to seek him and kill him. In a dream, Joseph was told, take Mary and the child and leave Bethlehem and go to Egypt to save the child's life. He immediately did that. Joseph was that man who was faithful and loving to the very end. So, my brothers and sisters, fathers, remember your role in the church, in your family. It isn't just to bring in the money. It isn't just to be at work and spend time providing for your family. All of that is needed, necessary, and beautiful. But what is more important is that you are there for them as a man of faith, as a man present in love and caring for them, listening to them. So, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you take all of these thoughts into mind. And in this year of Saint Joseph, look up prayers for him. Look up the scriptures for him, about him. And in your own way, pray to him, talk to him, especially you men, so that he might help you to be that wonderful example to your family and within our Diocese of Laredo. I close now, my brothers and sisters, with this prayer for Saint Joseph. O Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O Saint Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me, from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. Oh, Saint Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him close to you in my name and kiss him for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. O Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for us. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
We invite you to tune in next time with His Excellency, Bishop Tamayo. This has been a presentation of 88.1 KHOY, Catholic Radio, serving the Diocese of Laredo.